fear Allah. In another ayah, he said, وَهُدًا لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. So it's guidance for everybody, but not everybody reach to the level that they can follow him. If you want to follow him, you have to try to be among the muttaqin, the people who fear Allah. Taqwa, whenever they say taqwa, is the follow, to follow the orders and stop when Allah says stop. Islam is din al-hurriya, a freedom. You have freedom to believe whatever. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. There is no completion in religions. Certainly, the right has become clear. They distinct from the wrong. So Allah show you the good way and the bad way. Now you have choice to choose whatever you want. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا إنا هديناه سبيلا إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. He give you intellect, he give you eyes, he give you to know what's good and what's bad, so you have to choose the best way. That means Islam is dinu al-hurriya. Al-Islam is dinu al-karam. Allah, he said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ حَمَلْنَاهُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. In this ayah, we learn how to respect all the Adam's sons. Because Allah, he said, we have honored the children of Adam. He didn't say we have honored the Muslims. He said we have honored the children of Adam. All of them. Allah honored them because they are the Khalifa of Allah. And carry them on the land and the sea, give them pure sustenance and exalting them above most of my creator. So from that, the Muslim, they learn how to respect all the Adam's son. One time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting and the janaza passing and he standing. He used anytime the janaza can be standing. So some Muslim told him this is a Jew janaza, he's Yahud. What Prophet said, Alaysat nafsan, is not the soul to show that he respects all the souls. From that, you can't deny what the enemy of Islam saying, that Islam is the deen of terrorists. That is not true. Islam is the deen of mercy. Islam, he accepts the differences. Even the differences is the one of the sign of power of Allah. Ayatihi. He said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Had your Lord wish that all of mankind will have believed in him, did you force people to have a face? That Allah talking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the Prophet, Allah don't ask him to force people to have a face. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. To show that Islam can live with all the times. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْخَلْقُ كُلُّهُمْ عِيَادُ اللَّهِ وَأَحَبُّهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِعِيَادِ. He said, all the creation, they are the family of Allah. We know Allah don't have a family. The meaning, they are the creation of Allah. All the creation, they are the family of Allah. The best of them, the more beneficial to them. So the more you benefit the creation of Allah, the more Allah will love you. Islam, the differences, the color, the language, the tribes, all this didn't come to divide the people, but it came to let us know each other. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We make you different tribe, different group for you to know each other. In this small place, we have different tribe, but all that is don't mean nothing. What bring us together is kalimatul haqqi, la ilaha illallah. Islam is advice to be kind with everybody. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man la yarhamu la yurham. Yarhamu man fil ardi yarhamukum man fis sama. If you don't have mercy with the people, Allah don't have that mercy for you. Be kind with the people on the earth, your Lord be kind with you. Islam is the deen of tolerance. If you go to Jerusalem, you will see the Masjid al-Umar, the Mosque of Umar, is close to Kanisat al-Qiyamah. Because the time of Sayyidina Umar, he was inside the Kanisa and talking to them, the Christian. So when the time of Salat came, they asked him, you can't pray here because it's the house of Allah too. He said, yes, I know. But let me go outside and pray there. Because he don't want the Muslim come occupy the place. Till now, if you go, you see the mosque here, you see the synagogue. Together, to show you how Islam give people freedom to worship their way. Best way in this time to save from all these problems in this world is to follow the way of Awliya Allah as-Salihin and to love them, because al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. If you love somebody, you would be with him, even in his hal, even in his maqam. So the best way is the way of zikrullah. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. The heart will be comfort with mentioning Allah. If you don't mention Allah, if you don't remember Allah, no matter how
much money you get, your heart all the time is, you have problem in your heart. So if you have to, if you want to be calm, you have to mention Allah day and night. And whenever you mention Allah, Allah mention you. وَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Mention me, I mention you. I said, you see the differences between the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Bani Israel. Ummah Musa, Allah told them, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. Mention my gift that I give you. But Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah asked them to mention him, himself. So big difference between mentioning Allah and mentioning his gift. That is the difference between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Musa alayhi salam. We see the differences between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, Inni zahibu ila rabbi sayyati. I am going to my Lord. He will guide me. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. He didn't say like this, he's going, but Allah take him to ascension. It's like Prophet and Musa alayhi salam also. When Musa said, Kalla inna ma'i rabbi sayhdi, he said, indeed, with me my Lord, and he will guide me. He said, with me, before mentioned the Lord. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in the cave, with the water sick, and that water was afraid, what he said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana, don't be afraid, Allah with us. That is different level. Because Musa, he said, with me, my Lord. But Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, my Lord, Lord with us. He mentioned Allah before mentioning anything. That's why Ibn Ajah al-Dari, radiallahu anhu, he said, Man ra'a al-akwana wa lam yara Allah qablahu wa la ba'dahu wa la ma'ahu faqad a'radahu judul anwar. He said, if you see the creation, if you see the world, and you didn't see Allah before seeing the world, or after seeing the world, or while you seeing the world, he said you don't have light. So you have to know Allah from his creation. That's why Quran, all the time he said, "Unzur mala bisamawati ma khalaq." Look to the sky, look to the earth, look to the creation of Allah, just to know the power of Allah. We said, so the zikr line is the key to find the way. After the zikr, La ilaha illallah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best zikr is La ilaha illallah. Wa afdal du'a, astaghfirullah. The best du'a is astaghfirullah. Also, the salat ala nabi. He will guide you to the right path. Even the sheikhs, they said, if you don't have a guidance, and you keep making salat ala nabi, Allah can be your guidance. And you can, you see that in Quran. Because Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, said, Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu liyukhrijakum min al-zulumati ila al-nur. Whenever Allah sends salat to you, He will take you away from darkness to the light. So whenever you make one salat to Al-Nabi, Allah sends 10 salat to you. Whenever you send 10 to Him, Allah sends 100 to you. Whenever you send 100, Allah sends 1,000 to you. Whenever you send 1,000 to Him, He said, Prophet said, you will go with Him to the paradise, shoulder to shoulder. So the risala to Muhammadiyya is to clean the nafs. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. Even that time, the Jahiliyyah, they don't know anything about the Prophethood. People, they have guidance from this book, purify the nafs and have the knowledge and the wisdom that what Allah bring to help people to be in the right path. Husnul khuluq, have good manners. عن عائشة قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن المؤمن ليدرك بحسن الخلق درجة الصائم القائم. He said that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you have good manners, you reach the level of one who's fasting the days and praying all the night, you will reach his maqam by حسن الخلق. You have to consider the people the way you consider yourself. One young man, he never came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Oh, the Messenger of Allah, I want you to give me permission to make zina, adultery." So everybody said, "Oh, oh, be quiet." Prophet said, "No, let him come. And he get to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked him, "Do you accept anybody do that, make it with your mother?" He said, "No." "You accept anybody make it with your auntie?" He said, "No." "Your sister?" "No." "Your wife?" "No." He said, "Also people, they don't accept anybody make it with their auntie or their mother or their wife." And he put his hand to his chest and pray for him, Allah guide him, and from then Allah guide him to the right path. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very easy. We have to learn from him how to be easy with the people, to guide people. Practically in this particular time, that all the world they accusing Islam something that is not true, but we have to prove from our action that our deen is the best. One time, Prophet was sitting down and eating. One bad woman came, said, "Oh, look at him. He sitting like a servant." Prophet said, "Yes, I'm a servant." He said, "Look at him. He eat alone. He don't call people to eat with him." Prophet said, "Come eat with me." He said, "No, I want you to give me what you have in your mouth." He didn't fight. He didn't say any bad word, but he gave her what he has in his mouth. From that day, Allah guide that woman to the right path. One Arabi, ignorance man, was urine inside the mosque of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And people come say, "Stop, stop, stop.
Prophet said, no, let him complete. Don't he study, let him complete. So he completed. He said, just put water on it. And the guy was very happy. He said, oh Allah, bless me and bless Muhammad, and don't put anybody among us. And Prophet said, Hajar Tawasan, he said, Allah is wider than that. So everybody can get to the mercy of Allah. One man came to him, asked him to give him advice. He said to him, La Tawda, don't be mad. He said, advise me. He said, La Tawda. He said, advise me. He said, La Tawda. In another hadith, he said, if you be mad, that is from Shaitan. And Shaitan is from fire. So if you want to calm down, just drink or water. Or you go to make wudu. He said, أقربكم إلي مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. Who have the good manners, they are the people who are closer to me in the right path. So we have to fight ourselves to have good manners. Islam is not only salat, it's not only siyam, it's not only zakat, it's not only hajj, but Islam is all your life. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, al-iman bid'un wa sittuna shu'ban. In the other hadith, bid'un wa sab'una shu'ban. A'laha la ilaha illallah wa adnaha imatatu al-adha 'an at-tariq. He said, al-iman, the belief, is 70 something part. The highest level is La ilaha illallah. The lowest is to take away the dirty things from people's way. Anything can hurt people, you take it away. From that you understand, where he mentioned La ilaha illallah, he mentioned to clean the way for your people. La ilaha illallah is all Islam, you have it in that word, La ilaha illallah. You say La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. You know, that is the real freedoms. And Muhammad Rasulullah, that your law is the Sharia al-Muhammadi. But inside the Sharia, you have Tariqa, you have Al-Haqiqa. Our Sheikh Sheikh Ibrahim Nasruddin, he said, the Sharia is like the sea, the Tariqa like the boat, the Haqiqa like the terminals. So you have to use your boat driving in that sea, try to get to the highest level, that is Haqiqa. That's what Prophet said in Hadith. When Jibreel came to him, asked him, أخبرني عن الإسلام. He said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله وأقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. He said, أخبرني عن الإيمان. He said, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره حلمه وأمره. And he asked him, أخبرني عن الإحسان. Tell me about Ihsan. He said, إحسان أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه إن لم تكن تراه إنه يراك. You worship Allah like you see Him. If you don't get to that level, you worship Allah like Allah seeing you. You know, if your boss asks you to do a work and he's watching you, you will do it the proper way. So, a Muslim, you have to concentrate. Whenever you're doing the things, you make sure that you do it in front of Allah. That will help you to get to the level of Ihsan. And Ihsan, Prophet said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah had made Ihsan obligation for all your deeds. So all your action, you have to do it like you're doing it in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I said, كلمة الإخلاص وكلمة التوبة وهي لا إله إلا الله is included all the maqamat of the deen. Because this is the maqamat of deen salas. Al-Islam, Al-Iman, Al-Ihsan. Al-Islam has three levels. At-tawbah, to do repentance. And at-taqwa, to fear Allah. And istiqamah, to be in the right path. All these three things have some levels. The beginning of tawbah is to leave all the haram things and do your duty, the wajibat, obligation. That is lowest level of tawbah. At the second level of tawbah, you're making repentance because you do what is not the best. You don't do anything haram, but you do what is not the best. That's why you do repentance. But the highest level of tawbah, you go, you get to the level that you make repentance of doing repentance because you see yourself in the actions. So the arifin billah, the people who knows Allah, they don't see themselves in any action. Whenever they do good things, they know that is from Allah. That's what the awliya call shuhud al-minna. Any servant of Allah has four different situations. Each one of this one, this situation, there's the what the Hadra of Allah recommended to do. If you do commit any sins, Hadra calling you to go back to make istighfar and do repentance. No matter how much you do it, while you're doing istighfar, Allah will forgive you. Ma asarra man istaghfara walau ada fi yawmi sab'ina marra. We don't say that to depend on that, but to show that the mercy of Allah is very big. Man taba, taba Allahu alayhi. If you do repentance, Allah will forgive you. It's not just He will forgive you, but He will love you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who do the repentance and those they clean themselves whenever they do bad things. So you have level of istiqam. You have level of taqwa. Taqwa mean to fear Allah. Whenever Allah asks you to do something, you do it. Whenever He says stop, you stop. Taqwa is the secret of all the secrets. If you fear Allah, that is the key
of all your needs. If you want to be among the awliya Allah, fear Allah. Allah said in the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. The awliya Allah, they are the people who don't affect today or tomorrow. They are the people who believe Allah and fear Allah. So if you want to be among the awliya Allah, you have to have iman and taqwa. If you need to be safe from your enemy, fear Allah. In tasbiru wa tattaqu, la yadurukum kayduhum shay'a. Allah said, if you be patient and fear Allah, the enemy cannot get you. If you need good ending, fear Allah. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. If you need the paradise, fear Allah. Jannatu u'iddat lil muttaqin. Allah prepare the paradise for the people who fear Allah. If you need wealth, fear Allah. Wa man yattaqi Allah yaj'al lahu makhrajan wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. If you fear Allah, Allah will give you wherever you don't expect to get. If you want knowledge, العلم الذي that you get it from Allah, nobody will teach you, fear Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. And in Hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ عَمِلَ بِمَا عَلِمَ أَوْرَسَهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمَ مَا لَنَا. If you do your action based on your knowledge, Allah will give you the knowledge that you never know. So, but taqwa, you have different level of taqwa. The ordinary people, the ayah talk to them, taqullaha mastata'tu, fear Allah as much as you can. But that's the khasa, they are the highest level. Allah told them, taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi, fear Allah, real taqwa. There's the taqwa of khasatul khasa, that you don't think about nothing but Allah. That's what the Arif Billah ibn al-Farid said, وَلَوْ خَطَرَتْ لِي فِي سِوَاكَ إِرَادَةٌ عَلَىٰ خَاطِرِي سَهُونَ قَضِيْتُ بِرِدَّتِي. He said, if I think, oh Allah, if I think about something not you, even by mistake, I don't count myself among the believers. That is not, it's not easy. That is the level of Arif Billah. The people who have fana, they can pass to that level. But the Arif Billah, they are the people who own this maqam. After that, you have the level of istiqam. I said, and Islam is tawbah and taqwa and al istiqamah. What is istiqamah? To be in the right path. To show you how important is istiqamah. Each one of us praying every day, 5 daily prayers. The ordinary Muslim who doing his 5 daily prayers, every day you read Fatiha 17 times. And in this Fatiha, only one thing you ask in Allah. Because when he said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah said, my servant, you praise me. Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu, Iyaka Nasta'in. He said, this between me and my servant, whatever you ask me, I will give to you. But he didn't leave you to ask whatever. Because if they leave you to ask whatever, maybe you put something that is not important. But Allah show you
and teach you what you have to ask, because it's most important thing is to be in the right path. So when he said, "Hada baini wa baini abdi wa li abdi masal," whatever you ask me, I give to you. He teach you what you have to ask. You say, "Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim." Say, "Guide us to the right path." To understand from that, being in the right path is the best things. That's why one of the awliya, Imam Shatibi radiallahu anhu, he said, if you see somebody flying or walking on the water, but he don't follow the right path, make sure that he's shaitan. There is no maqam that you're gonna reach will allow you to do any sin. So being in the right path, that is the highest maqam of the awliya of Allah. You can't have any karam, any things, but sometimes you see bad people, they have it. Some awliya, Allah bless them and give them karam, everything easy with them. But sometimes you see some bad people, everything easy with them. But only one thing is that if you have it, nobody will share with you unless the good people, al-mursaluna, al-anbiya, al-awliya, that istiqama, to be in the right path. To be in the right path also has different level. The first level, you see it in the ayah in Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ تَعَالَ قِلْ مَا حَرَمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. In that ayah 151 in Surah Al-An'am, Allah mentioned 10 things, but all these 10 things is the first level of istiqamah. The second level of istiqamah, to be in the right path, you love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than everybody. Love his name more than everybody's name. Love his affair more than everybody's affair. You get to points that you don't have any habit that you hide in. Your zahir is your batin and is correct. That is istiqamatul khasa. But you have what they call istiqamatul khasa to khasa. If you get to the level what they call al-baqa ba'd al-fana, you get to the level that you know there is nothing exists in reality but Allah, and you follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the highest level of istiqamah. Then you come to iman. Iman is belief. You have three levels of iman. You have a sidq, truthful. Whenever you need to have friend, make sure that you have friend that is truthful man. Ya ayyuha man taqullaha wa kunu ma'sadiqin. That's why if you get to the sidq, anybody come with you, either is believer or is not believer, he can benefit from you, but nothing gonna hurt you from him. That's why you see the awliya of Allah, when they get to the highest level, they have more tolerance than everybody. You know, there's the wali called Ibrahim al-Khawas. One time, one Christian man asked him to be his friend, because he said that Ibrahim al-Khawas, he don't like the world things, and him also, he don't like the world things. He watched Allah in his way, and he asked him to be his friend, and Ibrahim Khawas accepted to be his friend. So they was walking in the desert. One day, hungry, need food and water. So the Christian man asked Ibrahim Khawas, he tested him, he said, "Oh Ibrahim, bring something from what you have." That means if you are truthful men,
Ask Allah to help us. We need something to eat. So Ibrahim Khawas ask Allah, and Allah bring them food and water, and they eat, they drink. They keep walking. After a while, Ibrahim Khawas turned to the Christian man and asked him, you want to test it? He said, okay, you two bring something from what you have. And Ibrahim Khawas was told that the guy, he don't have nothing. And the guy asked Allah, they have more food and more water. And Ibrahim Khawas, he don't want to eat. He said, what happened? And the Christian said, don't worry, eat. Eat, I will tell you what I said to get this. He said, I asked Allah, if Ibrahim Khawas is truthful man, Allah give us something to eat. So he asked Allah from the back of Ibrahim Khawas, that's why they have water. Even they have more than when Ibrahim Khawas asked Allah to get. And then he said, the second thing, I will take Islam. So if the Muslim try to be like that, your action teach people how Islam is nice, how Islam is merciful, how Islam is knowledge. That will help people a lot to come to Islam. Because it's not enough for you to be safe, but you have to help the others to be safe. You can't get that